I slept pretty well this morning, put it that way. I think I slept into about 10 o'clock, which was nice, longest I've slept into for a long time. The boys are a little bit fatigued today, but the guys are back at the hotel doing recovery now, so I think we'll be fit for training tomorrow and then ready for our first match against Pakistan. Yeah, look, I think both teams are keen to get some consistency, I guess, back into the one-day game. I think Pakistan are a lot like Australia in the fact that they have a lot of talent. It's just about performing consistently, getting out on that field and playing some of your best cricket. You know, that's our goal as a team, to make sure we are playing as well at home away. You know, I think our cricket in general back in Australia has been a lot more consistent than away from Australia. So that's certainly a goal of the Australian team to make sure we're performing overseas. And we started well last night against Afghanistan, but we're going to have to beat our best in this series against Pakistan. I think if you look at the rankings, all four teams are quite close as well. So if we can have some success on this tour, I think the rankings will change by the time we're finished here. So, yeah, I'm more concerned about the consistency. That's the most important thing for us as a team. We're having some really good days, but then we're having some poor days, and we've got to improve those poor performances and find ways, I guess, to continue to win. You know, that's the great Australian teams that I've been a part of have found ways to win, even when things don't go to plan, even when you're not playing in conditions that you feel most comfortable in. So, you know, I think this series will be a good test for us, but we're certainly looking forward to the challenge. The wicket's quite slow and pretty flat, so you have to work hard for your wickets. I think it was really positive that we managed to bowl Afghanistan out on that wicket, you know, to take 10 wickets. So, no, it's going to be a hard-fought contest, this against Pakistan. We know we're going to have to bat as well as we possibly can, as well as we did last night. And we're going to have to execute our skills with the ball as well. We're going to have to be really disciplined with the ball, because it is tough to take wickets out there.
Yeah, we need to win every game. That's more consistent.
In Australia, we've been performing really well in all forms of the game, I think. We know the conditions so well, so we managed to have a lot more success on our home turf. The hardest challenge in international cricket is performing overseas, because conditions are so different. And that's when I talk about consistency. I want to see this Australian team continue our form and our momentum that we have in Australia and bring that overseas, whether we're playing in England, playing in, you know, the UAE, playing in Sri Lanka. We want to make sure we're performing in all conditions around the world. The first part to your question, sorry? Well, they're a very good one-day team. I think their greatest strength is definitely going to be their spin bowling. They've got some really good spinners in conditions that, you know, scoring against spin bowling is going to be quite tough, so we're going to have to work really hard. But in saying that, I think our preparation as a batting group has been really good facing spin. We spent some time in Darwin working on playing spin bowling. I thought we played pretty well last night against a fair bit of spin. We have some guys that bowl pretty well. So we're gonna have to use the facilities, the ground, the size of the ground to our advantage and make sure we continue to play a lot last night. I think spin in general is going to be a factor. To have success in these next 3 one-days, I think it's going to come down to whoever bowls spin the best and whoever plays spin the best will win the series. I think just the run around would have done us the world of good, to be honest, to be able to experience a game starting so late, finishing so late, feeling the heat, whether we're batting or in the field, having a look at conditions, seeing there was a little bit of dew there last night, there was a little bit of swing with the new ball. I think just having that game last night will do us the world of good in preparation for this first game against Pakistan. Good question. I think it'll depend on conditions, but like I say, I think it's going to play a big part, whether it is attacking or defending. I think the way our spinners bowl is going to be crucial to us having success. Doesn't mean they'll take all the wickets, as we've seen last night. And I guess the Australian way is, you know, for a long time, fast bowlers have had success all around the world, the Australian fast bowlers, and I see this series being no different, but I do believe our spinners are going to play a huge part in us taking 10 wickets in every game.
Yeah, definitely. I thought he bowled really well. He certainly could have come back on and bowled another spell, but I ended up going for the quicks. But I think he made the most of his first opportunity on debut. I thought he handled himself really well. The way he came out and put the team first with the bat as well is something the Australian team's all about, making sure the team comes number one. And I thought he did a great job in the field and with the ball. So he's got a huge role to play in the rest of this series.